I sat by the ocean and drank a potion, baby, to erase you. Face down in the boulevard, yet I couldn't face you. This is the perfect pour.
Still trying to figure out.
Oh, come on.
Where it's from.
Come on.
First person to answer gets a free sticker. Besides
one
Matt.
Free sticker. I can't do it. Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show. It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're talking about craft beer.
Yeah.
We're going to give you beers to look out for, beer releases to look out for. We're going to listen to beer geeks call us and rant about things. And we'll go, sounds legitimate. And we're going to talk about the past week in drinking and cover some beer culture. Just gonna have fun, as the great Scotty B, beer celebrity Scotty B, would say. Fun. We were having a couple of beers before, not brews, because I don't use that word. I almost used it right there and I stopped myself and said I don't use brews.
Cold.
We had a couple cold of brews. Beers.
Not drinking your morning coffee.
Libertine Infidel.
Infidel.
We always enjoy our stash of libertine keeps giveth. It giveth and giveth. It never goes wrong. And we also had a, what the hell is that? Can you reach that, Matt?
I don't know. Hop Dogma.
Hop Dogma. Augers Lagers donated to the show. And that libertine is donated to the show by Libertine Brewing.
Mm.
The Libertine Brewing.
Ooh.
Augers Lagers donated Hop Dogma Brewing Company's Altered Dinkopotamus. I thought it was excellent.
Someone should tell them it's cloudy.
It's a tasty beverage. Oh.
They forgot to filter this one.
They forgot to filter. Excuse me. Actually, you forgot to filter it.
You left a step out.
Actually, usually they filter beer. Yeah, probably not. I thought it was good, but whatever.
If you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, if you like that sort of thing. So that's it. We're done. And
have a good week.
That was a good show.
And good night.
Now we can go drink. We can all go drink in peace and don't have to worry about it.
I'm going to go. Yeah, you got any coffee filters so I can filter the beer?
I do, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll go get that.
Oh, post-filtered beer.
Filtered beer.
I love gold.
Yes.
See, sound effect. See, we're that show. Board. Soundboard. We got a soundboard.
Yeah, yep. It's legit.
We're a show from the late 90s.
And it never screws up. Not once.
Nope.
New beer.
Nope, it's always on time. Never screws up.
Always the right button is hit.
1,000%.
Going around the table from left to right of your podcast dial, a beer donated to us by SD Beard Talk Greg's. SD Beard Talk's Greg. Just Greg.
It's also donated.
He's just one name, Greg.
It's Greg. Also donated from me because I didn't steal this can.
Oh, well, and that takes discipline.
That's why I tell him to ship them to me because I'm like, oh, I'll see what needs to go on the podcast.
And when Greg donates beer, I think there needs to be a sign-in. Somebody needs to sign for it, and it needs to be documented and whatnot.
But I remember this name standing out to me, so I figured it was one of your looking out for.
This was a looking out for, I believe. Mm-hmm. I've seen all the top-level San Diego beer geeks having this beer, so I felt pretty important and special. It's from Virgin Brewing From Concentrate IPA. You know, and I'm I'm old, so I remember having Minute Maid Concentrate from the ice chest, that solid tube
orange
juice.
Just kind of chipping away at it.
The cylinder of
sit
juice.
Sit there and stir it with my wooden spoon for a half an hour until it finally...
Oh, my God. Did you ever go the whole time without breaking it in half? Did you just stir it until
no,
it
I never did that. Never I don't it? Have that kind of patience.
You just got started start jabbing it.
Mix, you damn it.
Mix. I want just
the house what, trying to make.
Was it
juice.
Into a, like a green and yes. or burnt orange pitcher
Probably.
Or possibly brown?
Probably
some sort of a that 70s
sounds,
color.
That sounds right.
Yep.
So here we go. I'm going in for aroma. I'm going to try to steal most of it. I'm not a hit with. I was expecting to be bowled over with aroma.
Where are the hops? Oh wait, it's supposed to be juicy.
They're in the bottom pour. These are bottom hops.
Mm. I mean, I smell the hops. What does it say? Simcoe and Mosaic Cryo.
Oh, Mosaic Cryo.
That's the independence that you smell.
It's the independence. Oh boy.
This is good, but I was like set up for to be like heavy.
Juice bomb,
and it's not, okay, which is fine.
Pour it back in the can, we'll take care of it for you.
Nah, never mind. Don't want this beer now. Never mind. It's good, but I was just, you know, expecting something different. It's like when you go see Blade Runner, you think Harrison Ford's going to be in it.
Oh, yeah?
Turns out he's in it for like 10 minutes.
Man. Spoiler alert, thanks.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, bro.
Yeah.
He's in for more than that.
How's the, what's the Ryan Gosling to Harrison Ford ratio?
It's like 10 to 1 or something. Pretty boy. I think this is good beer. I don't know what you guys seem to be lukewarm over there. I'm just not, it's just not what I was thinking it was going to be.
This would be a good wake up beer.
Oh.
Mm. Both breakfast.
Breakfast beer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I could have this with my brunch.
Oh, well, now we're starting to warm up to it.
Brunch bros.
Now we're properly categorized.
It's the wrong time of day.
Proper situation, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a situation.
It's just too late. And this generic time of day, mm-hmm. on this generic day that the person is listening.
On this Friday morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah. That would be Chew. Time. Chew's like already listened to it by that time. He's like, come on with a new one. He's already looking for his 20th beer podcast to listen to at this point. So we got that going on. So let's get into some culture. Matt.
Culture.
Are things happening?
Have you guys paid attention to the Libertine Instagram?
I haven't.
With weird Tyler.
Not this week.
Tyler's looking you intently in the eyes through social media, but he's announcing.
Our Tyler.
He's announcing that you can get mini crawlers on demand. They have a 16-ounce can seamer.
Whoa.
So you could do $7 a can or $24 a four-pack of whatever they have on the board.
Like, you see, the with his sour beers, it seems weird to be having in cans. I don't know why. Not like... And Louie is
completely awkward right
sorry,
now.
Sorry, off mic, Louie is just being very strange. Louie, I command you as the alpha dog to stop bothering people.
Or just work. Stand like that.
Or just keep doing what you're doing. Louie.
Come on, bro. Jeez.
So next time you go down to Libertine and you think to yourself, I don't necessarily want a 750. Now you can get their beers in the optional 16 ounce. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Can you get more than one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's why I said $24 for a four pack.
Did you
versus $7 a can.
Well, you should say like things like that more often.
Buy in bulk, get a discount.
Yes. How long does a 16-ounce last?
60% of the time.
It works all the time.
Yep.
Is a crowler still a crowler? Like, you still got, what, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks, no matter what size?
Yeah, I would imagine that it would be about the same. I don't know exactly how he's filling them. If he purges them with the CO2, it should just be like a normal can. If it's not... then, yeah, enjoy it like a growler. Depends how that goes. Mikey, what are you doing on January 29th, 2018?
I'm going to be at Selln Arena in downtown Fresno.
What are you doing before that?
Oh, I have no idea.
You should go
getting a reasonable dinner.
No,
probably racing
just
home,
after that,
racing home from work and showering and running to downtown Fresno,
showering
and blast, getting my Firebird out and blasting Queens of the Stone Age. Oh,
but
out
did
of
you
my
take
speakers?
The restrictor plates out first?
Yep.
I was going to say you should pre-party at Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company, oh, which is just a short walk and has better selection of craft beer.
Oh, better than selling the arena?
What?
Come on, bro.
Come on. $9 Modelos?
Wow, that's
dude,
bold.
That's a deal.
So they, I think they have, like, the actual concession stands have a wider variety, but usually they just have those mobile kiosks that just have Blue Moon and Coors Light.
Ooh, craft beer, Blue Moon.
Oh, no, it was Modelo and Coors Light.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. I paid dearly
for
those.
I'm pretty sure Modelo is more craft than Blue Moon.
Let's check the stats, please.
Yeah.
It's probably true.
We'll run that our stat guy on that, but yeah. I'm going to see.
I bet you're right. Yeah, the kiosks, at least for the last show I was there, was
wow.
Modelo and Coors Light,
that's
or
all right.
805, and what was the other? There was another flavor.
Oh, there's 805? I'll take an 805 at a concert. I've kind of gotten over concert beers, though.
Yes.
I mean, I'm good for one, and that's all I'm needed. I'm in for the show.
I'm here
used
for
to be go,
it's not beer time,
used to be
it's show
go,
time.
It's like an excuse to get messed up, but now it's just like I'm gonna enjoy the show.
All right, and then
but I will be at Tioga.
Good, that's all I care.
I'm looking out for January.
What's 29th. The over under that the band shows up at the pre-party?
There's an open invite for Queens of the Stone Age to come hang out
Stone
at the,
Age,
at
when
the
you
beer
come
garden.
Play Fresno, Tioga Square Beer Garden is only a block away.
Yep.
From
do,
your
do they strike you as beer guys?
Yes.
Will
but
they
not
be not craft not, beer? Not
they beer strike geeks. Me as guys that have stopped doing some drugs but still drink.
They're going to crush some hams, in other words.
Right. Something yeah, like that.
I could figure that out.
We could make that work somehow.
Bucket of hams for the band.
So this next one is a brewery that maybe XL Perro knows some about. But it almost looks like they have two different locations, or maybe this just is how New York is, or it might not be even near him, or he just doesn't care. But Troy and North Hoosick, yeah. New York, Brown's Brewing Company announces the release of a brand new first-time canned double India pale ale called Intonation.
They're starting to get around to this IPA thing. They're yeah. like, hey.
But They're a righteously independent brewery for the past 24
whoa,
years.
Whoa.
Wow.
So,
I mean, I'm all into any beer, but righteously?
But if either of you guys like cans and can artwork, I think,
damn. Them
I
some
think
pretty
they
cans.
Look pretty cool. Yeah. So,
oh, they do look cool.
So I don't know if the beer's worth a damn, but the labels alone,
label
they
label
make me want to they wanna try it.
Label?
But, this double IPA has Citra, Mosaic, and Amarillo. So,
oh, got a gusher.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see if we can't get a hold of some of their cans. I want to try them out, see what's up with that. And then
that's what he said.
And
I love gold.
Let's see here. Do-do-do. So
what you doing over there, Mike?
Spilling beer.
And most breweries up
I
north.
Got the hot topic.
So after the world was on fire up north, many of the breweries, including Bear Republic, they're doing donations from their product and or specialty brews and or general fundraising for those victims that have lost their homes up in the Santa Rosa area. So.
Yeah, like all those guys are all kind of teaming together and
yeah.
doing what they can.
Bear Republic's at least doing 50 cents on every case of beer sold will be donated.
Is that nation or not nationwide? Was that like if I bought one in Fresno, would that still happen? Or is that just at the brewery?
Yeah, I wonder how that works.
We are reaching out to our wholesales and asking for their help through matching funds up to 50 cents per case or a one-time donation. So they must, maybe they're talking about once the beer's sold to the wholesaler, mm-hmm. not necessarily the consumer.
Oh, okay.
But I guess if you buy a case and they have to reorder a case, that also kind of works.
Yeah, because I would
hurry up and drink all your Beer Republic and buy some more.
Whoa.
Sorry.
New beer donated to us by our Colorado reps, Colin and Janine, from Tallgrass Brewing Company. Raspberry Jam. Mm. Raspberry Berliner Weiss.
Oh, it's a Berliner.
And this box was opened on our Instagram. If you want to check that out on our Instagram feed.
The box is still sealed.
That's a different box.
What?
We got a new box.
We got so many freaking boxes. On boxes.
We have a...
We heard you like boxes, bro.
We have a sort of P.O. box that you can send small packages to. It's in the show notes. The address is in the show notes. I'm not going to name it off now.
Who's using the Casio watch?
It's in the show notes.
It's a Fossil, thanks.
Oh, Fossil.
Beep, boop, boop. Let me calculate this.
I remember 1998. No, I have, that's a Fossil. I have a Fossil watch, though.
I have two Fossil watches.
Ooh, oh, burn.
Burn.
Wow.
Fossil watches are cheap, but they look like legit expensive watches.
And our Fossil made beer, would you drink?
And one of our friends hates working on them, but he kind of likes us, so he puts up with it anyways.
Yeah, I think I finally killed mine, so I think he's probably happy.
It's this piece of dead.
Yeah. I finally.
But you're my best friend, so.
Yeah. I was hoping he was going to, like, go the extra mile and really fix it, like, because this needed a super duper repair, and he just seemed very uninterested in it, so I think it's dead.
Like, hoping he'd slip in a Rolex mechanism instead of a Fossil.
Sorry, guys. What's going on here?
Watch talk with...
All right.
More sound effects.
Matt, what's happening?
So we talked about Libertine, Queens of Stone Age, Bear Republic, and Brown's Brewing. That's my culture.
Nick.
All right.
What do you think of this raspberry jam, by the way?
I like it.
It is easy to drink.
It's not super tart, so it's very enjoyable.
Wish it was more tart.
Oh.
Let's put a little Libertine into it.
Yeah. Ooh,
good
mix
idea.
It. Oh, yeah. We're mix it blend. With some, blend it with some Libertine. A little tart, yeah. Nobody's
tart, yeah.
I'm pretty sure nobody's sat at Libertine and said to Tyler, hey, I wish it was more tart.
No, because they usually go, your beer's sour. And he has to point to the sign that says, we know
it's sour. We know it's sour.
Apparently, I did not have my craft beer guy face on when I walked in there because the guy made a point to tell me that.
Yeah, well.
And I was like, I know, bro, I know. Yeah.
Well, the waitress
told me. Did I not look like a craft beer drinker? Apparently, I did not.
The waitress.
My beard must not have been.
Did that to me, so.
Full.
You know.
I got to be careful walking in there because. If I get somebody in there acting like Drew, I'd be like, oh, I know the owner. Tyler's real cool. And he'll be like sitting behind me, but I didn't notice. And be like, you mean that guy right there? Oh, yeah. It's my friend that I was talking about.
And Tyler messages says, I have never met this person in my life.
Yeah. Charge him double.
Yeah. What Nick. Are we doing? Nick.
Okay. Can I whine for a minute?
Sure. What else is this show for?
It's completely needless.
I have complaints.
It's needless and whiny.
That's a new podcast right there, guys. I have complaints.
By Larry David.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get him on one time?
Maybe.
Just one time.
He could.
Oh my God! Did you see what happened?
He could be mad about. He could expound on beer geeks and. People that like
they're the worst people in the world.
Yeah.
Like me. So I was almost a terrible person. Not really. I went to a show Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was almost the biggest jerk I've ever been in my life.
Oh,
because
my gosh.
I looked at the bartenders and I thought, oh, these guys have no fucking clue what beer is.
They don't.
And the venue had okay selection. It wasn't great, but it was good enough, you know. But you're there to see the show, like you said.
Fun 55?
Strummers.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, if I ask for the Firestone Luponic Distortion, they're going to have no fucking idea what I'm saying. So I'm just going to order a Stella to make my life easier at this point. And I'm like, why am I?
You didn't have a choice. You're just like, you know what?
This is all in my head.
It's easier just to get a Stella.
This was like 30 seconds in my head. I went through this whole argument.
I'm with you. Because, yeah, because sometimes they're like, they have it on draft, and they act like it's the first time they've ever heard the words anybody's ever said. Like, can I get a Luponic Distortion? They're all, what? I'm sorry? Never mind.
Yeah. On top of that, it's loud, and there's 12 other people behind you waiting to order Jack and Cokes.
Yeah.
Like you should at a place like this.
You're supposed to, I guess.
And so, like, the pressure's on. Like, do you make an attempt to get the beer you want? And now I'm worried about, okay,
everybody,
how much?
Wait. I've got to order a beer.
Wait. I need a good beer.
I need to see Hold what. On. I need her to go back and check the date on that keg.
Yeah. And now, how much is this going to be? Am I going to pay seven times what it should be? Do you sit there and ask have you ever asked a bartender at a not craft beer place, how much is that Luponic Distortion?
Not in that situation where you have a lot of people. No.
Like
you just order it and just never mind.
And just bite the bullet and settle for it.
Just give, just have a 20 ready and hope that takes care of it. I hope this is going to be enough. Because there's sometimes where I've given, like, oh, I'll give them a big bill. And then they're like, and then they do that stare at you like, you haven't given me enough yet, guy, stare. But they're not saying anything.
The bill.
So you're both staring at each other and like, what's happening right now?
I just handed you $40. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, like, I gave you a lot of money. Why are you still looking at me like I haven't given you money? And I'm like, oh, here's more money. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying that's to avoid what you,
at the place he's talking about in particular, that's where I usually just go for bottled beverages because their bottled beverages are $4.50, whereas their drafts are usually $7 or above.
Oh. I heard a few people order next to me and the bottles were way cheaper. So then I kind of knew what to do after that.
But they got Sierra Nevada Pale, $4.50. That's the deal.
Yeah, but that Luponic 7's in the cold box.
Oh, that's true.
Seven's nice.
But you were talking about never getting it. So you were kissing that goodbye and you almost went Stella. You could have just gone pale ale.
That's true.
Wait, you're in a pressure situation, Matt. You can't just like, you're just like, wait, Stella!
But see,
for all I know, he could have said Big Newcastle.
Big Newcastle. But then I was afraid of how old are those Sierra Nevada is sitting in there.
Yeah.
I try to get through them as much as possible.
Oh, okay.
Well, you've been helping out at Strummer's. Yeah. You've been the Sierra guy. We need to know
Matt drinks these regularly. These are fresh.
Next time, text Matt. Say, hey, have you been to the Strummer's lately? What's going on with the Sierras?
What's your Sierra status?
What's the Sierras?
See, there's none of that. There's no beer nerdism built into this. There's no board telling you what's fresh.
No.
On tap.
There's one of the, I haven't been to one of those places that have the, where it shows the percentage of what's left in the keg. There's a couple places. I think it's
Colton's has one.
Colton's has one. Does it show the percentage of the,
yeah, like the fuel gauge? Keg? Yeah.
Okay.
They tell you, it's pretty much green, yellow, red.
It still doesn't tell you how old it is.
No, it doesn't tell you how old it is, but it's generic. It's like, yeah, there's a little bit left, or red is like bottom pour.
Right. You have to sort of do the beer geek math and say, well, if there's a lot left, it's probably still newish. If it's down to bottom pour, it's got to be an old ass keg.
Damn it.
The life of a beer geek is not
easy. Oh, man. It got me big time. I felt like a total asshole.
So did you ask? A beer geek question, or you just said Stella?
The first round, I just did Stella. I was like, let's keep it easy. Mm-hmm. Because I can't hear very well. And then with the band playing behind me, I'm just going to say yes to whatever the second question is. So if I say, give me the Firestone, and she says, did you say Stella? And I'm like, yes. that's fine. Just give me a beer. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because there's 12 guys behind beer. Me that are bigger than me.
You do the movie way of ordering. Yeah, give me a beer.
Give me a beer.
Like, what the hell? When would you ever do that in the bar? Yeah, give me a beer.
Right.
There's like 50 beers. Yeah, give me a beer.
Hey, okay. What do you have, Norm?
A beer. Okay, here's beer. Well, so did you just drink Stella's?
No, I finally got brave enough to order the Firestone. And she's like, oh, okay. I actually knew what I was talking about. Uh-huh. Didn't give me an 805. Actually gave me the Lupronic. What are you doing, dog? And then I can't remember what I held. Oh, they had a Denogonizer on tap too over
there. Denog.
From Drake's.
From Drake's.
Drake's.
Are you in the concert side or the restaurant?
That was the restaurant side.
Okay. Well, they usually have Southgate. I mean,
they did. It was the brown. The
porter
thing. Yeah. No, the restaurant side was fine. It was in the in the concert side that was the issue that was giving me cramps.
Beer cramps.
Beer cramps.
Had the beer cramps.
And since I'm whining tonight.
Yeah, more.
I'm tired of your crappy, hazy IPAs taking all the good names for beers lately.
Hmm.
Sorry.
Every time I've wanted a beer for the name, it's been a hazy IPA.
So you could start another round of wasted beer names.
Yep. Wasted beer names. Like Vail Brewing's, if you're drinking this, it's too late.
Nice.
It's a double IPA, but it's hazy.
It's hazy, bro.
And there's a meh. Who's making the meh beer?
It's just called meh?
It's just called meh. It's a black label with white letters. Meh.
Meh.
Sounds like my kind of beer.
I know. Awesome label. Would buy it. Totally open it and be disappointed. Sharks with blazers.
I don't know if this beer is good anymore.
Uh-oh. That is kind of old. That's a duplicate that Greg gave us. Sharks with blazers. And it's been there a little bit.
It's supposed to be a hoppy saison. It doesn't taste like either of those things.
Mm. Tastes like candy.
That's what's going around the table right now. Thank you. Anything else, Nick?
That's all I'm going to whine about today.
Do we have a tap room update for Zach's Brewing?
No.
Nothing to report? Nothing major to report? Nothing
to report.
Other than we'll be able to have some Zach's Brewing. Steven Zach's and the Zach, the couple, the cutest couple in beer. Beer's cutest couple. And also Scotty B.
Whoa.
Be out at the Ale Trail, downtown Fresno, Saturday, October 21st. Try all the downtown brewery beers. They even let Tioga Sequoia into this thing.
I know. How'd that happen?
This event. There's going to be like a little small mini festival, Ale Trail Festival.
There's dueling beer gardens.
Yeah, I don't. We sort of worked that out last week. Oh, okay. I'm still foggy. I'm just going to that one, the Ale Trail one. Because Zach Sprint's going to be there. I know that's happening. And I guess Tioga, whatever.
Oh, thanks, jerk.
So are you going to be at work?
Yep.
Are you're going to be at the work proper, not over there in the Ale Trail?
The Ale Garden.
You're going to send some noobs out there?
So,
uh-oh.
No, Jake from State Farm and the sales guys will be manning all the remote locations that day.
From condominium brewing?
Yeah.
There's like a thing where, you know, they probably shouldn't mix. I mean, it's condo brewing.
No, there's no conflict of interest.
Oh, that's what I was trying to get at. No. Conflict of interest.
I will be, because we'll be having a dual beer release. Then we'll have a VIP party. And then 4 o'clock hits for the regular Fulton Mall grand opening ceremony. And then we have music. So it's probably going to take my whole day.
Right.
I'm serious.
I don't doubt it.
All right.
Right.
I do not doubt it. Well, we're going to have a get it. It's not going to be an official get it, but Nick's going to be there, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be burning asphalt.
There'll be various people, various locals.
Burning there.
Diesel. Oh, you're going to be driving?
Dinosaur bones.
Driving.
Hey, guys.
I'm driving down Fulton Street.
Yeah.
Are you driving a car?
I do own a car, yes.
Now you have a car?
Yeah.
You have cars.
It's got four wheels, a seat, and a steering wheel.
So those are out-of-town listeners, sorry, we're tangenting here, but we have an open-air mall, only two in the whole country. We tore that shit out.
Hell yeah.
Now we have a street where there used to be an open air mall, and it's re-debuting the street on Saturday.
Debut.
Right? And it goes right and now you can drive straight to Tioga.
You could go garden. Buy stuff from Root General Market, and then you could drive your happy ass all the way down to Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company.
Yeah. So there's a big event.
Yeah.
Ale Trail. And we're going to be having fun on Saturday. So hope we see people out there, perfect poor listeners.
Mm-hmm. So I'll have to find a spot, nice shady spot to park on the mall. Get out and have a get it.
You're not going to be able to park.
I'm going
to
park right up front.
Right up front.
Have a get. I'm like, I got to meet Mike for a get it.
Yep.
I need to park this
Just
thing.
Just put a sign on your car, on your windshield, that says get it. Don't get have it. To pay for parking.
That's right. Arrow. So,
like, he's okay. He's out to get it.
He's out to get it.
He's out to get it.
We're borrowing a parking lot that day, but the guy we're borrowing it from said no customers, just employees only. So I'm sorry, I can't help you.
I'm just going to drive right in. I could drive anywhere I want now.
Do whatever I want. It's America. Fort Mall's gone.
Fort Mall, it's gone.
We can do whatever we want now in Fresno.
They're going to allow
Fort Mall to hold us back.
You can't just park in front of the store. You can actually park in the store.
Yeah.
You just turn right in.
When you open up to traffic, you open up to traffic.
Every store is going to be a drive-thru. That's what I heard.
That's what it should be. Well, I'm surprised you guys didn't mention this takecraftback.com thing.
Oh, how did I forget to mention this? But explain it for the other people that don't know in the room. Know.
The Brewers Association.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I know I'm done with this. I'm done. Nope, just stop talking about it.
They had a video.
So they want to buy AB InBev.
It's crowdfunding to buy AB InBev. Obviously, it has to be some sort of just marketing ploy fun thing, I assume.
But here's my spin. If AB InBev buys something, they're the evil corporation that makes somebody else evil or dishonest. Now, if a bunch of people buy AB InBev, they're not just going to like hit the self-destruct button and just be like, well, that was fun.
Blow it up.
They're going to be in it to make money. So then there's not just a small group of people. Then there's a big group of people that are now the evil.
But they're cool people.
How? They own the biggest company that's buying out others.
They're beer geeks. Yeah. They're beer geeks, so they're cool.
Yeah. This is not.
So will they allow the little guy to be next to him on the shelf?
This is not.
That's the question. Because that's what everybody's against, is the big guys won't allow the little guy to be next to him on the shelf. They won't even allow room for them on the shelf.
Though, well, you hit the reset button and you put Bud Light and Coors in the proper amount of shelving instead of five different doors of Budweiser, you have one door of Budweiser.
So you self-destruct a company that you just bought. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's people are just rock, bro.
People are just going to just throw their money out the window and be like, we bought this, and now let's destroy it.
Well,
and
when you're talking about thousands of people that just, you know, threw $100 at it, sure, $300 at it, what the hell? Why not? I'd pay $300 to blow up AB InBev.
This is not some Will Ferrell movie. I'm sorry.
What? But Will Ferrell, is it funny?
Yeah, they are, but it's usually about getting something, losing something, and then it resolving in the
then
end.
Then you learn the lesson. Yeah. And the lesson we'll learn is once we blow up AB InBev, we're like, what did we do?
Yeah.
And then we'll start a new AB InBev and everything will be happy again.
Oh, boy.
There'll be a new AB InBev baby on the way. And be like, it's okay. There's a Lebowski. I happen to know there's a Lebowski baby on the way. Nick should be doing that voice.
No, can't make me.
Do you have to use so many cuss words?
What's that noise?
So yeah,
I'm just gonna do this noise until
That idea went over. Well, I was like, Matt's gonna roll his eyes so hard at this, it's gonna they're gonna feel it all the way in Colorado.
That's what that noise
I haven't looked into it that much. I don't really get, even if you get all, I mean, if they're being real, I'm pretty sure they're not being real about it, but if they are, even if you have all that money, it doesn't mean you can just buy them.
Well, yeah, how do you just buy somebody?
I got money.
I'm buying you.
Just take the money. Give me.
Here.
Give me your business.
You're like, oh, yeah.
I want it.
Well, here you go. We're a giant corporation that we're just sitting around waiting for someone to buy us. Here you go. It's the craft breweries that sit around waiting to get bought. AB InBev's not sitting around waiting to get bought.
Nope.
So I don't understand it. I support the Brewers Association wholeheartedly, though, still. I think I'm good, man.
Not even going to talk about cutting in line for younger.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're offering line cuts for if you're donating to the fire.
Yeah.
Fund.
Similar to what Bay Republic's doing.
Yeah.
Helping the Northern California fire relief.
That's solid. That's a great idea. I would think that would just be a line full of people that have done that. And then you would not.
So you'd be right back in line.
Yeah. So you'd be right back where you would be anyway.
Or probably farther back because you're not as rich as some of the other guys.
Yeah.
I can only afford the rich people
that had to standing way in the back of the line because, you know, money doesn't talk when you're talking about younger lines. All of a sudden, you're getting bumped up.
So you just AB InBev your way into the line.
Yep.
Wow.
You big beard the Pliny line. You guys, you listener, you can email us. You know, we prefer voices, but you can also email us stuff. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. We have one email to read.
Mm.
And that's from our friend. I'm not looking this up.
We have
I totally had this in front of me already. And Bobby Beaulieu. Hey guys, thanks for the recos in Sacramento. Went to damn near every brewery in town and really enjoyed my time. You guys should check out Big Stumps Burliners if you ever get the chance. They are right down the street from Fieldwork. Check them out.
What's a Fieldwork?
Fieldwork? What's a field car? Cheers, guys. Keep up the good work. Matt's Areca's for Sacramento went well with Bobby, and he gave us one back. So,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
huh? Too bad we didn't have that beer 3 minutes ago when we were talking about Fulton.
Damn it! All right, well, I'll just wait.
I'll just go throw it away.
Please pour that out. Do not consume.
I love gold.
Oh, they're some of the first of the cans it's off the line. We have to get rid of them.
Exciting.
Do they taste like oil?
No.
New beer. Just what we're talking about. We're talking about Fulton Street. Here's a beer made specifically for this situation.
See, Mike, it's not Fulton Mall IPA.
It should be in respect for the dead.
They did not find any dead people when digging up the mall.
It's way too cloudy.
Not what I heard.
It's a West Coast.
Take this back right now. Take this back. Filter it.
I'll go get those coffee filters.
I'm going to run this through my intake on Saturday.
And sadly, we did not So Steve Skibbe's always had a dream that when they tore up the Fulton Mall, that they would have put a stainless steel pipe down the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And that way there could have been Tioga beer always on tap at whatever restaurant that needed. So he wanted to start the beer pipeline.
The beer pipeline.
Yeah. So you just pay, you know, we put smart meters in. We'd, you know, measure how much you used per month and charge you and stuff like that. He had it all figured out. But
I think you should pipe every parking meter with a tap handle. And when you park your car, you can pour beer instantly.
That would be one hell of a beer garden.
Yes.
Best beer garden ever. Work on that, guys. Fulton Street IPA with Amarillo and Simcoe.
People complain about those pay per ounce. They're like sliding in quarters. Come on. Just give me a full pint.
Yeah. Quarters.
Quarter.
I need
a
roll of quarters.
Quarter.
Which brewer made this one? Are you able to reveal that?
No. I don't know.
just say you can't.
There's four of them.
But you can't.
I don't know whose beer this was, because every time I go talk to him, like, hey, John, what can you tell me about this beer? Forrest brewed it, so go talk to him. Well, actually, Drew did the recipe, so go talk to him. Actually, Spencer was the one that did all the legwork with the hops, so I'll go ahead and it's like, somebody just tell me what the hell's in this, you know, God damn it.
Nobody wants to take credit for anything over there.
Every time. I always pick the wrong person to talk to about a beer.
Sorry, I just run the beer garden. Might want to know the information, guys. Yeah. Might need to know.
I know what this beer used to be, and it's not that, but that's okay.
This has got that. It's grape. Looks like grapefruit.
Yep.
Juice.
Well, because it's Amarillo and Simcoe.
Grapefruit.
Yeah, I knew that.
I don't know if this has any.
You don't have to tell me. I knew that.
Yeah, I know. The past two beers, they've really not put a description on things. And that could upset some people.
But can art, bro. Can art.
That's awesome can art.
How do we get
guys,
one of these?
You guys stole my Fresnan logo. That's the Fresnan logo, dude. We've got a little bit of a situation here.
You put something phallic in there and call it a logo? Yeah.
1-800
It's called the Security Bank Building.
1-800-SUE-THE-BASTARD.
You know how many people have used the Pacific Southwest building?
The Security Bank building, you mean? Yeah, a lot of people, but like I coined it.
That's mine.
Nobody was like doing it until I did it. Somebody took whoa, that's a cool thing to use.
Somebody took the time to complain to me about that. They should really repaint that sign, even though they don't use it anymore. Because it's all faded now to where you almost can't read Security Bank.
Sad face.
You got to leave it be now, man. It's just
it's patina.
History. This is a good beer, by the way. Not that, you know, anyone's paying attention. What?
It's drinkable.
I just want the can. That's all I want. I want the can. Nope.
This is not going anywhere.
Not your can.
Scott, it's already going to get up there in the Fresno
shelf. No, I want my own so I could sit in the cup holder as I'm driving down the newly anointed street.
Oh, so you can get an open container ticket?
Oh, no, it'll be sealed. I'm never opening mine.
Sorry, officer, it's sealed.
This is sealed for protection.
Well, we have some Chicago rep.
Hey, guys. Here.
What's up, Perfect Pour? We are Beercationing.
What?
Mm. In Vermont. And I can tell you Vermont has amazing beer scene.
Mm.
We have had an absolute blast drinking beer here, going to all the cool places, the little places, the big places. It's just sweet.
We went to the Alchemist.
Yeah, the Alchemist, like for a heady topper, basically. And they have a lot of other beer, of course, but like it's really weird. It's a really production style brewing company. And you wait in line outside, and then they funnel you in. They give you free tasters. You don't pay for them.
They rush you in.
And then you walk to the next station, and you're able to buy beer. And you can get koozies and t-shirts, too.
Yes.
Like, and then they just shuffle you right out. Like, you don't ever sit down and have a beer there. It's cool.
Get the fuck out.
Right. Here in the state, they can't sell you full pours of anything unless they sell food. Which is unusual compared to Colorado and I don't know about California, but that's the way it is in Colorado. You can sell full pours and not sell food, but here if you're just selling tasters, you can do that with no food. But other than that, you have to have food.
Well, short of that, though, I mean, like all the breweries that have been here in Burlington are amazing. Just, I mean, they have the Northeast style IPA just nailed down. Every place has a bunch of IPA. It's fantastic. A ton of like German beers are here. A ton of Dunkels, Oktoberfest,
Marzen's,
like this place called Queen Gozas. City. Yeah, lots of Gozas. It's kind of cool. I mean, there's a lot of, but they do them really well. I would say they do their German beers better than they do back in where we're from. You know,
Denver's much better, yeah, much better.
It's pretty tasty though.
Yes.
But yeah, so anyway, that was really, this trip has been a blast. So we're going to continue it and we're going to head on down the road and we're going to try and hit up Treehouse and see how that goes. Because if Treehouse is a new location, so they close their old one. So we're going to go to the new spot and see if we can get some Julius or, I don't know, whatever it is they got. And it's supposed to be pretty fantastic beer there. We're going to go there. So.
And then we'll end up in the D.C. area and we'll call you from there next weekend.
Yeah, we'll call you from Baltimore. Let you know how it goes. And so...
Keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Guys.
What, they're still there?
Guys.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. That was rad. And we got two packages from them in a week's time. So they're going strong right now. Being top poor listeners.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
That's what I've been told, as far as I know. But enjoying this Fulton Street. I'm thinking about blending that from Concentrate with it. I don't know if that's legal or not.
Wow.
But I'm thinking about it.
It's a heavy blend.
It's a heavy blend, bro. I don't know. Will you call me tonight?
Did you just play the right one?
Five. I did. Oh, look at me. 559-492-0542. Voicemail line of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts, including this one, The Perfect Pour. You hear the rules. You get max, 2 calls max, 3 minutes per call max. These are the rules. Live by them. Enjoy them. And
learn it. Know it. Love it.
Then, oh no. You heard my
code. Oh, now I know your password.
Damn it. That joke never gets old.
Click, 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 click.
Never gets old.
One.
We're going to just sit here and let it build up, three, guys.
Four. Hey, that's what I use for my luggage.
Only an idiot would use that for a password.
First voicemail of the week comes
from Perfect Pour live from Paradise Brewing.
What?
It's Lumber Jose.
What's up, Lumber?
Am I driving? No, no, I'm not driving. No, I was drinking. That's we're taking Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
I'm about to go to the airport. And call you Florida Steve. I hope they can check my bags. And we're about to check into a hotel in the direction of the airport.
What did we just drink?
We had Colorado, the cool shit beer from Trinity. Fuck those guys.
Whoa.
We had the Paradise. I had the Lowball IPA from Paradise. I had Paradise Oktoberfest. And then we have assistant brewer Paradise. Devin here. He's not going to say much because he's got a crazy beard and he's very stoic, very focused. Almost Matt Light. Yeah, don't stare at me, dude. I'll put a hole in this bar. I'll put a hole in this bar.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. So things gorgeous. Are getting a little soft.
Anyway, I wanted to mention something. I was listening to the show on the way over here, and I forgot, but Matt said some shit. As usual, you guys tangented him, so that's good.
Matt said some shit and you tangented him. I remember that from the show.
I really hope you guys take in consideration my regional Florida rules. I know you guys were making fun of me for not being able to handle the entire state.
Yeah.
It's but like,
come on, man.
Jose understands that this state
it's
is
like
no
10
joke.
Miles,
it's pretty
right?
big, and you have regional breweries everywhere. So splitting up the state into 3 segments is actually a pretty good idea.
Definitely clutch. You guys are just talking shit because California doesn't have crap, so you guys can cover it all by one. But the rest of us, we have to split the state because we have so many breweries. Yep. I understand the difficulties of California. I mean, it's you guys tough. What? Got like 5 breweries?
Yeah.
You guys got like 6. Fucking Ballast Point, Golden Road, and 10 Barrels. So, I mean,
hey, oh, man.
Those shall not be named. Cover one.
Right. I mean, I found all of your breweries at one gas station.
Nice. Way to go.
Anyway.
Touche.
I'm not driving. I'm drinking. It's 2 minutes and 30, 40 seconds, and Steve told me to shut the fuck up. So,
go fuck you guys.
Go fuck yourself. You don't have to work. I'm drinking.
Damn it.
Thanks. Thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah. You're welcome for your
Tuba, craft Florida reps.
Full gas stations. Full of California craft.
Full
beer.
Of California craft.
And second,
beer.
Fuck Chino Yacht Club for starting the whole go fuck yourself trend.
Yeah, that's messed up, dude. I don't like that trend.
But I like it. I hate it, but then I like
it. You know what? I was listening to the show with my daughter in a car. Now I can't do it anymore.
Thanks,
Chino Yacht Club.
Hey, guys. Paul from Fairfax.
What's up, Paul?
I'm calling to announce a get it.
Okay.
Here in the BevMo parking lot.
What?
What is it? About 2:30 right now. I'll be hanging out here for next couple hours.
So. Wait a minute.
Wait. Anybody wants to come out and meet me? Got a.
I don't think he knows how to get it works.
8-month-old Luponic distortion.
Just hanging out.
A couple year-old bottles of some knee-deep stuff. I should be pretty easy to find. I'll be the only guy in a beat-up brown pickup out in the parking lot. So, yeah, come on down. I'm looking forward to get it. Cheers.
Whoa, what happened? Oh, my headphones went out. Yeah, so get down there and get down there right now.
Right now.
Paul's there.
Yes. Whatever time this is right now.
Live give it. Get it right now.
Yeah. It is happening right now, no matter what time, no matter what day you're listening to this podcast. He's there.
Matt's live opening a box, a porch bomb box right now.
Well, I kept getting like this smell, and I was like, somebody's wearing a very clean scent smelling, and it's whatever's in this box.
All right.
Box.
This is from our Colorado reps.
FedEx spritzes each box with
FedEx,
a cologne.
They FedEx the box to our P.O. box. Wrapped in grocery
Yeah, you're not
bag.
Getting any smell out of this.
Paper. Oh, it looks like a crowler.
Picked Pale Ale from Odell Brewing Company in Fort Collins.
Nice. Colorado beer. That's a good one. How's this opening a box audio-wise? How's this working for everyone?
Sounds
good?
Amazing.
Good. We're still in voicemails. We're going to keep opening stuff and listening to voicemails. We're having fun.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? Slumber Jose. Trying to be quiet because I'm working.
Oh.
Anyway, kind of felt bad after the voicemail. Me and poor Steve left because I was making fun of your California beer scene, but you know it's all in fun. 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 Anywho, was calling about last week's show and a couple other things. First off, this Mother Earth Brewing in North Carolina, I do not think it means what you think it means. It's not the same Mother Earth from California.
Oh.
So they don't make Buku, unfortunately.
Oh.
When you guys started talking about Mother Earth a long time ago, I went hunting for it and was not surprised and was not as happy with what I found. Still good beer, but no Buku.
I'm sorry.
What else? Okay, to play along with the game that was suggested last week, I think Mikey is an electric company worker. I think he runs like car lines and shit.
Yeah, the electric company. I work on that show, PBS show, electric company.
Plain white Ford Ranger work truck. No light bar, nothing fancy. Oh,
that's
two
cool.
Doors, bar. Four wheels.
If you don't have a light bar, you're not cool.
Cheapo, short bed, and the white cap.
Why does it have to be like the fucking vanilla? There's no way they're going to give him a cool truck.
Matt, we
cool
all know
truck.
What the Tesla goes. That's pointless. And
that's my day job.
The Nick is an architect. I'm calling it. He's an architect or a civil engineer of some sort.
Wow.
And he's got the Volkswagen as the driver, but that's not the daily driver. He strikes me as the kind of guy who drives like an old classic BMW. Yeah,
wow. 90 BMW 300. Nice try.
Anywho, Matt, I would try to venture what you drive, but I'm pretty sure you either just teleport places or you ride a bicycle.
Wow.
I do both of those things.
Keep up the great work, guys.
But I also own three cars.
I teleport with my bicycle. That way it looks like I rode my bike everywhere.
He had it right with the 90s.
Matt owns three cars, and yet he Ubers here.
Yep.
He has a fourth. Takes a fourth car here.
I'm safe and responsible.
I'm responsible. They're still not making that Patreon cash to pay for Matt's Uber rides.
Right.
Out of his own pocket, people. His own pocket.
Yeah. The things I do for this podcast.
Ah. I have
no idea how this is going to taste. It's been sitting in the fridge a little while.
Do you want to, Nick, do you want to confirm or deny their guess on your day job?
I want to let it ride. I think we need a few more guesses.
All right.
We're letting it ride.
I'm neither confirming or deny. I just don't like the fact that they think if I'm working for a utility company, I get the shit truck. They're like, oh, maybe he works for a utility company, but he's got like a fucking beater. There's no lights on it. No tools.
But not only that, you get the fleet truck from Oregon, which doesn't come with air conditioning.
No, oh no, yeah, they're like, send him the Oregon one.
He drives a 1982 Chevy Love.
And I'm like, could I get one with air conditioning? Shut up, Mike.
Shut up. Yeah, it's called 240, bro.
Can I get one with a cassette player? You get AM, you get FM, you get off.
That's Shut it. Up. You're lucky to be here.
Thank you.
I'm sitting on this beer. I need to get busy.
Yeah, man.
Oh, there's Come a new on. Beer. Come on. Get it going here.
I don't even know when this beer was made or how old it is, but it's tasty.
We got more voicemails.
What's your name? From 14 to be here.
Oh my God! Chew your beer.
And guess what, eh? I've been drinking. Copy cooking real quick, eh? El Segundo Clear AF IPA, Holmes. And I know what the
that's
AF
am I looking out for.
So I'm gonna say it. So everybody, listeners, Holmes.
All
right. If your kids, if your cover little, your daughter's your little ears. Ones are around you, cover the ears right now, eh? Ready? Clear as. Fuck, IPA.
Oh my goodness.
Delicious West Coast beer. Amazing beer. El Segundo, you did amazing. And they got these little tanker bottles now, eh? Like the little Coors glass bottles. Other beers that I've also had, who cares? I've been drinking a lot of that shit. Thanks to the Dodgers.
They lost today.
Other than that, let's get to the reason why I'm calling, eh? Calling at Janine, Holmes. I really, you know, it's been years, it's been decades since I fucked myself. So, you should have covered your kids' ears then, too. Anyway, it's been years since
earmuffs.
I fucked
myself. You just got to say earmuffs.
I want to keep that streak going. I'm not a teenager anymore, you know what I mean? Anyway, I want to play this game, and I want to guess what these guys do for a living.
Nice.
Matt, I already know what you do, Holmes, so you're excused, that thing.
You guys suck. Make up something.
As in, for Mikey, I think he's an IT. Mm. He's got the voice, and he's got the manly fingers to push on buttons. So I think he's like the kind of guy that you call and you complain to the cable company that why can't you get the thing
getting worse
as a new customer?
No way.
You
know? Now you're in tech support.
I hope I'm right. And as for Nick...
At least Steve. At least they thought got a truck.
House husband.
She was like, "There's no way he'd let him out
on
there."
On any day that starts with a T, and then you Periscope a lot, and you spend a lot of time at Starbucks, in your Volkswagen, and you probably sit outside while you're drinking your mocha latte.
Man,
he gets that primo spot right in front.
But whatever they call that shit, Holmes, and you just sit there and just watch people admire your Volkswagen Beetle, and you just snicker as you're wearing your yoga
pants. People. Look at this guy. This guy's going to watch it.
And, of course, the house is spotless, Holmes, and dinner's ready and shit like that.
That's right.
Man, I should have just married you, eh? Anyways, I think
you can't handle this, Chew.
Nick is a house husband because man, he's always mellow, you know? He's always, like, calm and collective, you know? He's not a lot of energy. So, yeah, it seems like he does a lot of hot yoga or something.
Wow, there's a lot going on with Nick. He got cut off 3-minute rule, man. We haven't seen that in a while.
We have an actual clip from Mike at work.
Hello, IT. Something's wrong with my computer. Have you tried turning it off and on again? No. Oh, dear. Thanks. You're welcome, mate. Hello, IT.
Yeah, try turning it
off and on again and nothing happens.
Is it definitely plugged in?
Let me have a look. Sorry, that's it. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, mate.
There it is. How did you get that?
You work for a utility company. Everything's public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like this, man. Everyone keeps getting worse.
This call may be recorded.
At least Jose and Steve gave me a truck. It was a piece of shit truck, but they gave me one. She was like, oh, there's no way they'd let that guy out in the field.
No. Here's a phone. Here's a headset.
Here, sit at a desk. Maybe you won't.
We're going to have to move you to the basement.
Dreaming of the window office.
Well, is this true, your beard? I almost threw my phone against the wall because I don't do hot yoga. So my 3 minutes were up fast and I scared the shit out of me. Anyways, last request. Can we get a podcast with Zach and Scotty B and let them talk about all the mischief they've been up to? Like all the beer festivals and all that crap, man. And how the beer is doing. That's it, man. The bottle shop. The bottle shop is amazing. I kind of live there now. They have a custom-made shopping cart for me. I'm just kidding. But the bottle shop is an amazing place for me to hang out now. Other than that, man, I appreciate everything. And I know I got Nick's line of work correctly. I know I do. Finally, this is Tree Beer, and I'm out. Peace out, Ed.
Peace out.
Man, I can't tell if he's mad or jealous that I live that kind of life.
Chew's talking about the bottle shop, shop spelled S-H-O-P-P-E, the bottle shop on Twitter. If you want to check out what he's talking about, it's a bottle shop in Sylmar in the L.A. area.
Chew your beer, take my course on how to be a good house husband, $39.95.
You should do an e-course.
I should.
It's how you make money on the internet, man. That's you do courses.
Step one, find a sugar mama.
We're having this mocha midnight from Tioga Sequoia right now.
Is that what we're doing?
Is that what we're doing?
It's too cloudy. Could you clear this up, please?
Yeah, that's a good point. You're a stout guy, and you can't see through stouts.
Are you happy with nothing?
Not anymore.
Yeah, I'm too old. Nothing pleases
Must be
me.
Getting close to 40.
He's Grandpa Simpson now.
Comic Con in. Exciting news.
What?
Just kicked up the second batch of the jalapeno pineapple meatball pizza pills.
Wow.
A little different this
He's
time.
Doing it.
We expected this batch to make it down there. The last batch went so fast, I screwed another batch right afterwards. Like served it during the fight, the Ewan McGregor fight.
McGregor.
And that thing flew like hotcakes. Blew the keg in one night, but been doing a lot of bottle releases up here in the Seattle area. Between there's a brewery called Holy Mountain. They make everything under the sun, from sours to juicy IPAs to Big Bad Barrel Aged Imperial Stouts. And I was up there. Still love this, Mikey. I was up there last weekend, and they had like 4 of their 9 taps for saisons. I was in heaven, loving that. Pace phase is in full swing. Still up here. I don't know if you guys talked about the new craze, the milkshake craze. Taking the IPA, the hazy IPA, and aging it on fruit.
Aging on what? Fruit?
Definitely doing this with the next hazy IPA. I'm doing it. I'm pretty excited about it. Trying to think of something to make between now to get ready for Christmas. Take any suggestions. Last time it worked out pretty well. The jalapeno, pineapple, meatball, pizza pills. If you guys some of them bottles.
I never got
one. As soon as I start stacking paper, shipping those boxes.
Start stuff. A Patreon account for Matt.
All right, guys. Keep up the good work.
Cheers.
Some suggestions. We always love homebrewing suggestions. And there's a homebrewing thing coming up in early November I wanted to talk about, but we'll talk about it next week. That I might participate in.
What? Ooh, a Mr. Beer Kit Challenge?
Maybe. That might be coming. The final voicemail of the week comes from...
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? I'm hot tubbing. Nicholas.
I don't hear a hot tub.
Nicholas, Nick.
Huh?
Can you?
Me?
Montana Jim.
He wants to talk to you while he's in the hot tub.
Don't talk to me while you're in the hot tub.
Because I wanted to wish a happy birthday to Untapped. Happy birthday. I'm not going to do the whole
thing. We can't afford that.
Keep up the good work, guys. And I'm hot tubbing.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me while you're in the hot tub.
No, I couldn't hear any bubbles.
Oh, you think he was faux tubbing?
Maybe. I don't know. So you don't want me to call you from a hot tub?
He was standing next to, especially you.
Yeah, because you know. No way that guy has shorts on. Right?
Next is a FaceTime.
Hey guys, that's why you don't follow me on Snapchat.
That's right.
559-492-0542.
It taint worth it, if you know what I'm saying.
Woo! Good job, Nick. Look at you. This deep in the show, and you're still coherent enough to make those kind of sharp jokes.
Puns, bro.
Honey, bro. You're punny. How's it going?
Yeah, doing
Welcome
well.
Midnight, doing good. Well.
We're Sipping all doing on good. This most
We're all time. Having fun.
I'm really concerned he's calling me from the hot tub.
He's like, I got to call Nick. I'm in the hot tub. I went. I feel looking good about that.
Careful, it's not a time machine.
Looking out for beers. Hey, beers get released.
What?
And we look out for them. We're like, whoa.
No.
I need that beer. Other people probably want that beer too. So we look out for them. Sometimes people send us them.
Sometimes.
It's the magic of the podcast. I'm looking out for New Glory Brewing's... Do you even Mosaic, bruh?
Are you now?
Yeah.
I'm interested.
This was a listener was like, dude, you got to get this. And it's an IPA, 16-ounce cans. I mean, it's New Glory, dude. I mean, come on. Do you even Mosaic, bruh?
Always.
You have to get it. And they also have one, Juicy Secret, which I think is one they released before. Feels like.
Isn't that a play on Easy Street or whatever?
Yeah. Sweetwater Brewing, Lumber Jose was saying we need to look out for this. Sweetwater Brewing's Dank Tank Fresh Sticky Nugs.
Say Sweetwater or Stillwater?
Dumbass, I think Sweetwater.
I think it was Sweetwater.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we get Stillwater.
Right.
I don't know if I've ever been impressed by Stillwater, so the Sweetwater sounds interesting.
Okay, yeah, I may be wrong on that, but...
So fresh sticky nugs?
Yeah.
Like Pauly Shore reference?
Dank Tank Fresh Sticky Nugs. So.
Stop wheezing the juice.
I already got this Fulton Street came to me, so don't need to look out for that anymore. Check that off. Any self-respecting beer geek, I don't need to order that anymore. I've had it once.
Mm-hmm.
What's next? What's next?
Never again.
What's next for Tioga?
From Fulton Street?
Yeah, what's next from Fulton Street?
Hey, you guys the Fulton Street Brewing?
Hey, where's the Fulton Street Brewing? God dang, man. That Beechwood Citraholic in cans?
In cans.
Oh, it's now filtering out into the universe out there in Long Beach and San Diego.
What?
Just kidding out
Madeira's going to get it first, aren't they?
Madeira. Madeira's coming first.
those little six-pack cans. They're like 12-ounce cans, though, right?
Yes.
I think it's kind of weird that 12-ers. They're 12-ounce. It's fine. I don't care. I just need them.
You just need more?
Yep. This one might be on Nick's. I don't want to step on that. I'll wait.
Probably not.
El Segundo, that clear AF.
Oh, yeah.
Chew your beer.
Whoa.
IPA. Ooh. That's that one that Chew's drinking. I want that.
Why do they have to? Why do they have to say that it's clear AF? Like, is this where we're at?
This is where we're at now.
You were just complaining the whole night about how things are not clear,
but
they're telling you right there.
They have to now put it on the labels.
When they now have to put it right, like there's so many cloudy mother effers out there.
Do you want it in the fine print and be like,
this is kind of what Paul was talking about? The cloudy IPAs have
ruined it.
Have recalibrated us.
They've taken all the good names.
You can't calibrate back. Be
like brewed and bottled by No Name Brewing Company in No Town, California. Also, this beer is filtered. Is that how you want it?
No. I think there should be a caution sign on the cloudy ones. Caution. Cloudy. And the clear ones, no.
So
no,
this is no. This has opened up a bad door. You're saying now. Yeah. It's like, well, I guess now we have to signify that this is clear.
That's right.
Because some 20-year-old is gonna open up and be like, hey, this thing's clear. What happened?
What happened?
What did you do?
Why can I see through my beer?
We filtered it. I'm sorry.
I accidentally grabbed my dad's beer instead of my craft beer.
Oh my god! You drink beer that was clear? What the hell's wrong with you?
What is this? 1974.
It's also Carl Strauss.
Is it the last time they had clear beer?
Yeah, last time.
Yeah.
74.
And, goddamn, what's that guy's name?
I don't know.
Okay.
Peanut Butter Cup, Carl Strauss Peanut Butter Cup. It's that time of year right now, so look out for that.
Drop top.
Everyone.
Peanut Butter
Cup. It smells exactly like a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. That Carl Strauss nails it every time. Matt.
Looking out for Merc of the Beast.
That sounds cloudy.
Yep.
And pure evil.
Who got it?
I'm not worried about Nick that. Nick's
got a problem.
I'm not worried about
Nick's in trouble.
I look at that name and I go, nope.
Nick might be looking for a different hobby.
Whiskey. Always clear. Whiskey. If you bastards are cloudy my whiskey
dude.
I'm going to shoot somebody.
Oh, man.
So you don't care. You only care about the number of the beast, but not the Merc of the beast.
The Merc.
Or was it Mark or is it or number?
Mark of the Beast. Sign of the Beast. Mark, yeah.
Well, I know, but it's in a song. Mark of the Beast, 666. Isn't that a Dio song? Or is it an Iron Maiden song?
Holy Diva?
There's somebody. It's a thing. Trust me. Just somebody say, I know what you're talking about.
No, Dio, Iron Maiden.
It's Iron Maiden.
Oh, all right.
Isn't that Run to the Hills?
Run to
That's Judas Priest.
Oh, damn it.
Now, dude, you're getting... And you're getting this on a metal tangent.
Somebody please call and leave a voicemail. That's
wow, 80s metal tangent.
Matt, that's all I'm looking at.
That I just want more pure brewing in my life. That's all I'm asking for.
Who is it?
Ooh, I'm looking for pure brewing.
Oh, what else are you looking out for?
Prime Evil's collab with Bottle Logic, a stout with coffee.
Prime Evil.
Yes.
That's
Prime Evils. No, Pure Brewing did with Bottle Logic. It's a stout called Prime Evil.
All right, gotcha. Let's all look out for that.
And Virgin Beer's Sticky Fingers.
Oh.
Pair with the Rolling Stones, if you will.
Pair with the Rolling Stones. You have to play Rolling... Oh, okay. Rolling Stones Sticky Fingers.
Well, that's gotcha. Something I would never Quality. Drink.
What's that?
You would never drink that?
I'd have to listen to the Rolling Stones.
So I guess you're a Beatles guy, apparently. I guess the question is...
If I had to choose.
Wow. What's wrong with the Rolling Stones? What's going on there, man?
It reminds me of being at a chick friend's house while her dad was watching the Stones and drinking Wild Turkey.
Oh boy.
Shut up! I'm watching your stove!
In a two-story house that he lived in by himself.
Hey! Watching the stones! I need silence!
Where did this girl live then?
Not there.
Oh, but you were there.
I don't remember how we got there. It's like, hey, we're going to stop by my dad's real quick, or something along those lines.
Was it Carl? Was her dad Carl?
No.
Hey, you kids, keep it down over there.
Hey,
huh?
Those guys, let's go up to the game room.
Hey, you're not swimming in my pool, are you?
Been caught drinking?
Yeah.
Caught Ben drinking?
Matt.
From the...
Untapped. Bearded Brewer, 87.
I say Bergion.
If you're untapped,
Bergen.
It's working.
Bergen? Bergen? Greg donated to me a No Soliciting, which was a beautiful IPA. From Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company, I've been drinking Mount Whitney XPA and Pun Juicer. Those have gone down very well.
How is that Pun Juicer? I want to have that.
It is fantastic.
Damn it. Can I have that at the Ale Trail?
Okay. It will, yeah, sure.
All right.
Or it'll be at Tioga.
Let's go to the Ale Trail.
Since I've started wearing pants because it's October, I've also started exploring stouts and porters again. So
oh, Lord.
Oh, no. I have to
kid wear cloudy APAs all day long, but he has to have a season for stouts.
Yeah, it's called pants. Yep. Vanilla Otis. Had one of those chilling in the fridge, and that drank very nice. It was one of those nights where I was like, I could not drink, and I was like, or I could have this vanilla Otis, and then two Mount Whitney's
actually,
after it.
Why would I do that? I'm an adult male. I can make decisions.
Yeah. I finished off the last of my Silva Crowlers. I opened up an Ouroboros. Phenomenal stout. Uses a...
You'll never get this.
This sounds rare.
Silva Brewing?
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
You know Silver Brewing.
I do. Not well enough, though.
Then I had an IPA. It was called South County IPA, and Spokeasy had it listed as Artifacts.
They have it listed as clear.
Pizza Port.
Warning,
and
clear.
Left Coast.
Warning.
And it was a traditional West Coast IPA. Oh,
now we call clear, it traditional.
Traditional.
That's, see? Words, unnecessary words for that we didn't Semantics. Need last year. 2016, go listen to the 2016
Every
podcast.
Beer has
yeah, did go not, back.
We listen did not need these extra words to describe beer.
Please, perfectpourpod.com if you want to listen.
Beers
to
always have descriptors.
Shows.
Needless descriptors.
That's all your... All your bin cots?
Those are the noteworthy ones.
All right.
I'm sure I've had more beer.
People can't handle the week of Matt. I mean, they're not ready for it.
They're not ready for it.
No.
Nobody is.
Nobody is.
Well, Nick. Yes. Nick has been having untapped problems. I don't know if anyone else has been having
My untapped works just fine.
I cannot log in to untapped to save my life.
Wow.
So I'm sorry, friend requester.
Random friend requester. Yeah, I can't get to
you. I cannot accept you because I can't get to my Untappd.
The one thing I hate is on Untappd is when somebody requests you as a friend and you accept them, that the notification
it doesn't go away.
Never
huh?
goes away
yeah.
until the next day. It like takes like a day.
It takes like six refreshes for it to go
and
away.
Then it'll go away finally. Yeah. I hate that. That's like
that
the
is
worst.
Annoying.
That's probably the worst thing in my life right now.
That is.
Is the Untappd. Notification, friend notification that won't go away. It's probably like number one, top of the list.
Yeah.
Like when I'm just sulking at the dinner table and my wife's just like, well, honey, what's going on? This fucking Untappd, man.
The red dot won't go
red
away.
Red dot won't go away.
Red dot staring me in the face.
It's tough. It's rough.
You could turn off your phone, Mike. You know, you could turn off your phone and.
No. Mm-hmm. Can't do it.
It's my issue with Facebook. Either. Every time you go to your notifications, it'd be like, these are people you haven't approved yet. Or if you do approve them, it's like, hey, now that you're connected, you're connected on Messenger, you should send them a hello. And you're just like, no.
Really, they really want you to use Messenger real bad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, please message your
friend. And then there's those people you'd be like, hey, I don't have your telephone number. I just want to ask you a quick question. You should invite so-and-so to get Messenger. And you're just like, oh, fuck. They don't exist.
Nope. I don't accept friends on Facebook anymore.
So what's this beer so I could stop complaining?
Oh. It's funny you say stop complaining, Matt.
Ugh.
What do you think? What kind of style of beer do you think I have in my hand that would you start complaining about?
Paprika, Kolsch.
We've had enough. Nick's tired of complaining. We need somebody else to start complaining.
Back in my day.
This is from our Colorado reps. Pump Action Imperial Pumpkin Ale.
Yes.
Matt loves him some pumpkin ale.
Thank goodness. A decent beer, finally.
Woo. Let's see if he's going to even drink it. He might refuse to drink it. He's got it in his hand. He's put it down on the table now. Oh, he's mixing. He's trying to clean his glass. Oh, he wants to get a legitimate. He wants to be a clean glass pour. He's not going to taint it. There he goes. He's got it. Oh, he's sniffing. He's trying to evaluate. He's looking at the information on the can.
Cinnamon, nutmeg, allspice, brown sugar, cloves. No. It's pumpkin fucking spice.
Oh.
It does not say we put gourds in here. There is no gourds in here.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting that spice.
Pumpkin barrel and a hefty helping of pumpkin pie spices.
Hefty.
That's my issue with pumpkin beers. Man. It's pumpkin spices. There's no gourd.
But see, that's what people are used to is the pumpkin spice. Yes. That's what they think.
I think it's heavy on the nutmeg, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Usually beers are allspice or cinnamon forward.
Hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I'll agree
with that statement.
Pump Action. This is a new brewery to us.
Oh yeah.
We have not had this brewery before.
Wish I could check it in.
Four Noses Brewing Company.
Four Noses.
It's got a cool can. It's got a pumpkin that's with the cop glasses and a shotgun. It's very hilarious. You want to guess ABV? Let's play one ABV nice. Game. We'll keep them to one.
Single episode. Or double?
It's Imperial Pumpkin Ale.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So is it a triple or is it a double?
That's all I'm going to give you. Matt, what's your guess?
8.2.
8.2. Nick.
Tastes zero booze in this, but. 9?
Wow. 7.7.
Wow. That's not imperial.
Oh!
The cutoff is 7.5 on IPAs, so I don't know if that's...
Yeah, that's a little... man. What's going on over there in Colorado?
It's like a D-plus of imperials.
D's get degrees.
Nick, we're... Yeah,
Oh, yeah, so I got to do a memory, huh?
Yeah, you got
my brain.
You
got
to jog your memory.
Did you write things down in your notebook?
Oh, Lord, no. I had...
In your faux skin?
My faux skin. It's a faux skin.
What'd you say?
You heard me.
Yeah, y'all get it now.
Let's see. I did have Luponic number 7 at the venue. Managed to get one out.
Aforementioned venue.
Yep. Feel like a jerk for profiling the bartenders, but they knew what they were doing.
Don't worry about it.
Let's see what. Oh, Revision Brewing's Leafy Greens.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Well done, Revision Brewing. Well done. Clear.
Really?
Clear AF, as the kids say these days. Also had. Mocha Merlin from Firestone.
Mm.
Not bad. Not exciting. I think they're kind of...
Mocha Merlin have a season Is that a season?
Well, Velvet Merlin has a season, so I'm assuming Mocha Merlin is going to follow the same timeline as Velvet Merlin and Velvet Merkin.
So it's, you can't just get it, I can't get it in
no.
March.
No. March is Parabola season.
Parabola.
But not bad. I mean, a good beer if you need a beer and need coffee in your beer. But I think Firestone's a little late to the coffee game. You know, thanks Modern Times for ruining that for everybody.
Way to go, Modern Times.
What else did I have?
Come on,
Brian. Felt like there was another IPA in there. I can't quite.
It was it clear or cloudy?
Oh, it was absolutely clear.
All right. But it was good. Remember being good or bad?
Mm.
Was it local?
No.
All right, we're getting there. It was good, clear, not local.
And I said...
California?
It was Denogonizer and Firestone. And what else? I can't remember.
All right. Well, somebody fix
my Untappd. IT guy, hello. Tech support. Yeah. Hello.
Have you tried deleting and deleting?
I don't got time for that. I'll be in hot yoga.
Yeah, hot yoga, and then I got to hit the hot tub.
Then I got to get some coffee.
Yep.
Staring at my Volkswagen from the porch.
I've been trying to take it easy. I did have that leafy greens as well.
Yes. Tell us about this, Mike.
I wasn't as impressed with it.
What?
It was a little rosy colored, a little bit malty for me. Wasn't what I'm used to from Revision. Oh, really? Yeah. I was a little disappointed in it, if you're asking. If you want to get me... I had the Luponic number 7 as well. I'm just apparently... But in different places. I'm having all the beers that Nick had. But nice. In completely different places. I had mine at Pismo's.
Whoa. Solid place to have a beer.
La-dee-da. Yeah, and another one I had at Pismo's, I had a pumpkin ale at Pismo's.
What?
Because they had in the craft cocktail section of their menu, they had the Buffalo Bills pumpkin ale. But they had, to qualify as the craft cocktail section, around the rim, they had maple syrup with brown sugar around the rim. So you
get really?
And that was excellent. I was very impressed by it. I'm recommending putting maple syrup, sprinkle of brown sugar around the rim of your glass.
You lost me at maple syrup. But
well, you know, you get more of the brown sugar than you do the syrup. But it was
on a pumpkin.
It was good. And it was only Buffalo $6. Bills it was like the cheapest thing on Pismo's menu.
Shit. I can see that.
I'm recommending it. One more thing. I had a Sandaltan, Libertine Brewing Company's Sandaltan.
Nice.
Celebrating producer Becky's birthday. Open one up. Sorry, guys. Open up one of our Libertine brewers.
How dare you?
Yep. We did it. It was good. It was spicy. I had a little pepper spice in there. It was spicy, and it was good. And I think I finished off my Sherman's, my General Sherman's, and I had one other beer that Dale's. I needed only had a few bucks. I didn't really have a beer budget. I went grocery shopping. There was no budget for beer, but I'm like, I gotta figure out something, man. I'm good at budgeting. And I got me a Dale's Pail.
Nice.
That can. The, what do they call it? The stovepipe can.
Oh, the tall boy.
Yeah,
tall boy. The craft version of tall boy.
Yep. So, and that was good. It helped me finish a blog post. So, cheers to that, Dale's Pail. And I'm Dorktown on Untappd. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. And Nick is the Nick 80.
Cheers.
It's so fun. This is just so fun. We're having fun. Cheers. Cheers to our golden gods. The golden gods of the perfect pour. They work hard all week to give us money every month. Patreon.com/perfectpour is a website that is enables you can donate money to the show, and we can give you little bitty bonuses for doing that. $5 a month or more, and you get early access to this whatever creative work we do, and then or some of the creative work we do, and then also you get to hear the tailgate of us hanging out before the show, and you just get the satisfaction of knowing that you're helping us pay for what we do here in the show. So always, as always, big cheers to our golden gods. And also cheers to some untappers, Dan S_AZ. He was, I guess he went to Africa.
Wow.
And he's checking it, using Untapped in Africa and checking in. He had an Ethiopian beer and a Madagascar beer.
Those sounds spicy.
He said he basically like tried the best of representations and registered about a 3 on the Untapped scale. Marcus Albert. Cheers to Marcus Albert. Cheers to Dustin Rocha. Cheers to the pint stuff and to Captain Poop Chip. Eric,
why would you not?
Why not? Hey. And Maddie G. Cheers, Nick.
Cheers to Nick Amendola, our new Facebook liker. Cheers to Corey Bostwick. He's the Hey Mikey, do you even Mosaic guy?
Yeah. Thank you, Corey.
Cheers to XL Perro and Big Game James. And cheers to all my new Untapped friends that I cannot find because I can't get into my Untapped.
Oh, man. If you're Nick 80 friend and he's like, why isn't he approving my request? He can't. Oh. Untapped. Maybe you did. You do violate the terms
probably,
of service.
Terms of service. I was under my quota for hazy check-ins. Is what happened.
This guy's not getting on the haze train enough.
Haze train, bro. And who? Oh, one more. Sorry. So it was Janine. Do you
Garofalo?
Garofalo.
She's on Untapped now.
Wow, crazy. No. Where is it?
Whoa, so, bro! Whoa, so, getting a little crazy there.
Stupid gravity.
I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but Janine and Colin when they were at.
Wow, she's on the Untapped now?
When they were at the Great American Beer Festival, they had a sign that said hashtag get it.
Right.
They're carrying it around.
That was awesome.
Yeah. So not only did they have the get it, but they made sure everybody else knew they were having a get it.
And nobody that knew what the hell they're doing recognized it. Only people that were just like, what the fuck is that?
What the hell's a get it?
Well, hey. And they had to answer several, like, what the hell are you doing questions instead of like, hey, yeah, get it. It was like, what the hell are you doing, man? That's what happens when you try to do a get it.
Yeah. So cheers to them for preaching the good word.
Yeah, man. And everybody that helps us out, promotes the show.
Yeah.
If you use your social media to help us out and promote the show, very much appreciated. Word of mouth is awesome. Subscribing to the show and your podcaster, favorite podcast player is great. And drinking beer and thinking of us, just looking out the sky. Just
think of us.
Look out the sky, the stars, and think of us here.
Just don't think of me in yoga pants. That's not
your friends, your beer drinking friends.
I'll be there for you. Will you be there for me? That's all we're asking.
That's all I'm asking.
Well, I would rather we're not on a break.
I would prefer you think of a Bryan Adams song when you're thinking about us looking out the sky, but you know, whatever your song of choice, it doesn't matter. Well, to finish off the show this week, our last beer of the episode from Florida Steve, I'm gonna assume, or is this Florida Steve beer.
donated this. Due South Brewing's Oaked Category 5 IPA. Imperial IPA aged on oak. We love that on oak. Florida loves
to do stuff. Florida loves to do it on oak.
Florida, we're on oak.
We're on oak.
We do it on oak.
Florida, we do it on oak. What is that about? They're like all about on oak.
They get oak planks to set their fermenters on top of and let it age.
Here we go. I'm having it. I'm going.
Yeah.
This is actually good. I'm not getting the oak that much.
I think I still had pumpkin beer in this glass when I poured it.
You're getting a blend.
I'm getting a blend.
I like this. This is good. I think my favorite beer.
Imperial. Ooh, you're going to pick one?
Of the week might be the Fulton Street, but wow. The Funk from Concentrate and the Hop Dogma come very close. It's a very close battle.
This.
Do you have a favorite this week? Anyone?
Beer.
Pump action. Matt loved that pumpkin, Imperial pumpkin. That's actually, I know it was.
Really, I want to pour spicy, some of that into my Mocha Midnight.
If your if your truck ends up with a flat tire, don't ask me about it in the morning.
Oh shit,
man!
I hate changing a flat on that turn.
In your Ford, if your Ford Ranger ends up with a flat tire,
my Ford Ranger with no light bar,
no light bars,
sans AC,
no sign,
regular cab, short bed, white
tape deck,
white,
broken 8-track player,
fleet white.
Fleet white.
Yep. Generic.
WT, which stands for work truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Vinyl. No carpet. It's vinyl flooring.
Yes. Vinyl flooring.
Vinyl seat.
You can spill all the coffee and soda you want.
Yeah.
Not even hubcaps. Just beauty rings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just beauty rings. No hubcaps.
No
hubcaps. Beauty rings. Hubcap. Whoa. Oh, yeah. Whoa, man. Car guy talk. Wow. All right, well.
Single exhaust having.
Smaller engine size. With did four cylinder.
Do you have a favorite, Nick?
Silver, no chrome. Silver painted everything.
No chrome bumpers.
There's no.
Painted bumpers. Yeah.
One more reference, guys. One more reference. Just do one more car reference.
Oh. Solid back window. No.
Yeah.
No slider back window for fresh air. No.
Nope.
Solid.
Guys. Have a great week.
Yes. Only Nick. A driver's side mirror, not a passenger's door mirror.
Okay.
Side mirror. Just a driver's side mirror.
There's at least 6 different Taco Bell wrappers. Not the same instance, but 6 different Taco Bell wrappers in the bed.
There might be like a lot of liquor store sodas.
Dollar sodas.
You get the 99 cent cans of Pepsi or whatever?
You get the styrofoam.
Dr. Thunder.
You get the 32 ounce styrofoom cup, then they'll give you it for $1.
Thought you quit soda, bro, and went to coffee.
Dr. Thunder.
No, I toned down the soda.
Slippery slope?
I didn't quit diet soda. Toned down.
Diet soda, even.
Yep. And worse for you.
Hand crank windows.
Hand crank windows, yep. Hey, let me
at least they give
do
me
the reach
crank.
Over.
It only takes a month for them to fix the crank when it breaks. So.
Nice.
All right.
What's a stick shift?
Hey, guys. Know you want to pick your best beer of the episode? Who cares? Nobody cares.
Mocha Midnight.
Mocha Midnight. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a great week. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates.
Check your dates.
We'll see you out. Why is that funny? We'll see you out at the Fulton Street. Alright, yay! You listen to the show sometime.
Sure.
Sunburn.